studying in the Holy Letters of the Rebbe, in volume 6, this is letter number 1803, Baruch Hashem, dated the 28th of Menachem of Tavshin Beis, Brooklyn, Sholem of Racha. The Rebbe said, it was with pleasantness, with sweetness that I received your letter from the 10th of Menachem of, and that he was happy in those matters that the Rebbe touched in his letter over there. It was earlier, it was letter number 1662, where the Rebbe discussed with him. The Rebbe actually wrote him, he was a scientist, and the Rebbe brought up some lessons in life. So the Rebbe says that I'm happy that you are happy, or I'm pleasant about receiving this, because you enjoyed basically those matters that I touched in my letter to you. The Rebbe says, I'm writing specifically I touched, because it is very difficult to put into writing detail as necessary, especially when I don't know fully your ideas and where you're standing, where your leanings are. This is as it's written in the introduction of the Book of Tanya with regards to the advantage in a oral meeting over things that are written down, because a person that reads according to his own way and his own understanding and based on how he grasps the idea. And not all ideas and not all brains are work the same. So basically, if we talked about it in person, I could elaborate, but talking about it in a letter, I can just touch on certain points without really elaborating. So this person is asking the Rebbe, is it possible to explain that when we talk about the 6 days of creation, that every day here means a period of many, many years? And therefore, if we interpret it that way, we will be able to fit it together, what the scientists of geology and astronomy, etc. So he wants to put in an interpretation in the words of the Torah, so he should fit with the ideas, with the science of geology, astronomy, etc. So the Rebbe says, it is impossible to accept this interpretation, this meaning. Although, the Rebbe said, with respect, and I ask forgiveness for their honors, some of the Jewish people, philosophers, Chokrei Yisrael, also made a mistake in this.
Because
this hinges the idea of Shabbos. One of the two reasons for keeping Shabbos is because the verse states, Ki sheishis yomim osa v'chulo, Hashem made on 6 days, uvayom hashvi shavas vayinofash, and on the seventh day he rested. And this is a very simple evidence, besides the fact that there are many evidence and proofs that there is in the revealed and the esoteric parts of the Torah, that these 6 days are literally mamish. And just like when we write a document, we write, and this year, the Rebbe says, we would write, the year was Tavshin Yud Beis, 5,712 from the creation of the world. And the Rebbe says, this should not cause you any confusion. I mean, because the scientists say, because also the scientists themselves are contradicting one another from one extreme to the other extreme in this calculation. There is a book already been published with the various different letters of the Rebbe addressing the actual scientific flaws in really being able to determine that. Further, the Rebbe said, I enjoyed very much that which I heard, and the Rebbe gives big titles for Mordechai HaKohen Sheyichye Perlov, that you are helping him with the building of the mikveh, that it should be fitting in the most perfect way to the view of our Holy Torah. May it be the will from the Blessed Hashem that your efforts to bring down purity into the world, which is one of the bases of the sustaining of the Jewish people's families, based upon what is explained in Toshis Yom Tov in this end of Masechtas Yuma, which, and also this brings closer the redemption, that this should bring down to you success. This should bring down success and blessing. Yeah, this should bring down success and blessing in your matter, especially finding your match, a fitting match that is fitting for you, both physically and spiritually together, and very soon. I'm also attaching here, inserting here the main words that were discussed on the Shabbos of Baruchim Elu, and I'm sure you will publicize it in a fitting way amongst your acquaintances. The Rebbe says, I don't know your abilities in copying, but if you are able by yourself or others to quote this pieces in Italian, I would be very delighted. It would pleasure me a lot if they would publish it. And it would be really good if you can send me a copy, because the Rebbe says, I do know a little bit in the language. I do know. The Rebbe knows a little Italian before you print it. I mean, the Rebbe knew many languages, maybe.
It's not so fluent,
but the Rebbe knew a lot of these languages. So before you print this, I mean, they say in one of the, they say the Rebbe studied while he used the restroom, and you know, he had a dictionary, and he could learn a whole language just in, and because you're not supposed to study Torah or even think about Torah when you're in the restroom.
Right.
So the Rebbe blesses him with success, both physically and spiritually. So here, the Rebbe actually initiated previously a letter, and the Rebbe wrote to him as a scientist, and the Rebbe brought up several points. He, in turn, is now responding to the Rebbe, and he's trying to touch on this issue about the age of the world on the creation in 6 days. And, you know, this has been a topic which has been discussed a lot in various different forms. And like I mentioned before, there is a booklet that has been published from all the Rebbe's letters that the Rebbe addressed this. And the Rebbe is also very pleased at blessing him for finding a shidduch. The Rebbe is pleased the fact that he is helping out with the building of a beautiful kosher and a holy mikveh to bring down purity into the world. And the Rebbe is also asking him if he can translate basically the Rebbe's words into Italian. And, you know, one of the Rebbe's main, ways of getting to people is the Rebbe put him right away to work. Here he's asking the Rebbe a question. The Rebbe says, hey, you know what? Get to work. Translate it to Italian. Do something. And it's interesting that Jonathan Sachs once said about the Rebbe, he says, all other people, rabbis, leaders, he went to, they tried to enlist him to become a follower, to become a student, to become a member. But he says the Rebbe wanted everyone, including him, make him a leader. He wanted to make you go out and you do something. So the Rebbe utilized everybody to go ahead and utilize the strength that you have And it's interesting, the Rebbe says, before you print it, send it to me. I will basically look it over because I do know Italian a little bit. I mean, not enough to translate it. But send it to me and the Rebbe would look it over. Interesting.